This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, I was in the building, BT. We talked about it. I'm fine with the seats. Like, my buddy Wills, thank you, Saratoga Wills, hooking it up. We had a great time. It was the 200 section, like row three. Fine with that. One thing that is fascinating to me, and I don't know if we've had this conversation. We might have, but maybe not gotten into detail with it. How the hell do the courtside slash celebrity seats work? Because there were, by the way, the best part, I don't know if you saw this last night. Did you see who was in attendance?
I mean, there were so many.
No, you would know right away who I'm talking about. From The Sopranos, not Edie Falco.
Not Bobby Bacala's always there, so I'm not going to count that. Who?
Chrissy.
I did see that.
Yes, dude.
I did see that.
It got
I saw that.
And then he gave this, you saw the clip that they both, you just gave a stare. It was so great.
I feel like Reggie didn't say his name properly. Like, it was a little off. I'm like, look at Chrissy. Yeah, I saw Chrissy that. Yeah, it's 100%.
Garden went nuts. But anyway, so there was a lot of people there, to your point.
Oh, yeah.
So two-part question for you.
Yep.
Number one, how do you think this works? Like, does Chalamet and Stiller or Michael Imperioli, are they paying for these seats?
I believe those are free. Those are free.
So Spike is paying for his season ticket forever.
Yes, 100%. It's funny. Colt asked me the same question last night. He's like, does Spike pay for those?
That I know because something in the Post, I think, recently or somewhere. He's
always paid for them.
Okay, but that's a season ticket, fine. But the celebrities, you think they're all free?
Everybody else gets hooked up.
And all of those celebs?
Yeah. I can't speak to
Edie Falco.
Yeah.
McEnroe.
Yeah. Well, Johnny Mac may, because he goes to so many. I remember I saw an article a week or two ago from Howard Stern. And he basically said, if they don't give me front row seats, I'm not going. Because it's bad for my brand to be in the second row. Whatever. Okay.
Who said that?
It's Howard Stern.
Okay.
So he basically said, like, if they don't give me front row, I'm not going to go, okay. Even if it's a great seat for us. Like, I'd sit in second row, but I get it. I get his brand, whatever. I think that this goes back to models and, you know, PR relationships. And it's the Garden's way of showing that this is the absolute spot that you have to be. And by the way you do that is to give free tickets to incentivize popular people to come.
So all comps. Wow.
Yeah, guess. Not even a guess. It's my belief.
Stiller and Chalamet just getting the comps courtside, same seats every single game.
I don't know about Stiller. Stiller's there a lot. Like those people who are there all
Tracy
the time.
Tracy Morgan.
That I honestly don't know with those guys.
I'm fascinated by that. But then the second part of it is something you touched upon with Howard Stern there.
Yep.
Like, I don't think I would care. Now, I'm obviously, you know, never going to be that level of celebrity or whatever. I don't think it would matter. Like you just said, we'd sit wherever. Like, get me in the building.
I don't know if I said we'd sit wherever.
Well, I would.
Okay.
I would. We could just,
I didn't quite say that.
I want to be in the building for a big game.
I got you.
I mean, I like being, you know, row five or down.
Yeah, and you really like it when your buddy up in Saratoga pays $1,000 for the
exactly
tickets.
Right.
Then you definitely
go
like last night.
That's exactly right. Then I'm definitely in. But, like, when you reach a certain level of fame.
Uh-huh.
At what point is the Stern mentality the right one? Like, you're not putting me courtside? Like, I can't be seen in the third row.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Because then there is a clear pecking order of celebrity and status.
And popularity and status.
Yeah.
And fame. Well, I mean, listen, there's the chart. And as Howard Stern was the king of the medium for however many years, and first there was the rise, and then there was the multi-decade, you know, top of the perch. That's one thing. But now he's on the downside. You know, he's just getting older. It is what it is.
But I mean, he's still stern.
I understand. But that doesn't mean as much. Like, okay. Depends what you ask. Like, to me, he's still stern. That means nothing to me anymore.
No,
I don't care.
You're not a fan. I love
him. I don't care. I think his show stinks now. I do. I just don't think it's the same.
I think
he's totally different than what made him popular.
Well, yeah, of course he's different. He's off for 40 years.
No, but I don't even mean that. Okay. Listen, his career is amazing. Yeah. But I just don't think it's the same for me. And others do. And that's fine. I'm not judging. But I do think that, like, if Stern's a devout Knicks fan. And he's not. And he said that. Like, he's not even a huge sports guy. Right. If he's a massive Knicks guy, he's probably better equipped to deal with going from row one to row two or row three because he's in the house watching the Knicks. But he would only go to watch the Knicks because he's like, same with when he would go to scores.
If he's going
to
be courtside.
He's like, yeah, I mean, I don't care about Patrick Ewing. I care about doing a bit in the morning. That's among the greatest of all time. But whereas somebody like Ben Stiller, again, if he does, let's say he doesn't pay for them, and their comps. Now he's a movie star, maybe a longer trajectory than a radio host, whatever.
He's not at the peak, though, of his career.
No, he's not. Yet. He's definitely not. But he might be more willing to go to row two or three because he loves his Knicks and he'd rather be there than not.
I get it. It took me a little while to actually come to this realization, but I can relate to Stern. It's like me with the Johnnies. Like, yeah, I'll go. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting courtside. You hook me up.
I got news for you, buddy. It's only going to get tougher. St. John's is ranked number one in the pre. Do you believe they are number one? Number one,
in
they
the
rank. Yes,
that's
it's
insane.
Dude.
I'm gonna get coach on the line here. Get the... No, but I was thinking.
So
about
if
that.
I can't get you front row again, I get you row two. You're not coming. Get the hell out of here. You're coming.
I got used to the court side.
Well, I mean, I don't know what
Boone
to tell
getting,
you.
Is Boone getting court side or he getting row two?
He's the manager of the Yankees, buddy. The first place up by 7.5 place, New York Yankees.
Yeah, they blew the World Series a year ago. And I beat him head to head in the card game. He's going to get a better seat than me.
Every
they
time.
Play for it.
Every time he's going to get a better seat. I'll get you in there. I still might be able to get you front row and Hoff, too. Although Hoff doesn't even care about St. John, so I'm not worried about him as much.
So
you
if
do.
So, if somebody was like, let's try to bring it down. If somebody was like, all right, Don LaGreca and Michael Kay are going to go to the game tonight, they're going to get front row. BT and Sal, you guys can go, but you can get like third row.
For St. John's?
No, for the Knicks, I'm talking about. Or whatever, just a hypothetical.
No, I can't work like that, man. There's no way. No. First of all, and I love him, I say this with a joke, if I'm sitting behind Kay, I can't see because of his massive head.
Right.
So I got to sit in front of Michael to see, or at least next to him.
All right, how about we do it? If
he knows I'm kidding when I say
Evan
that.
If Evan and Tiki get invited to...
Not a chance in hell. No way am I sitting behind them. Zero chance.
Well, Boomer and Gio, Evan and Tiki. They
Boomer's
get four,
Boomer. That's a little different.
Four on the front. Well, Tiki's Tiki.
Nah. Yeah, he is.
But yeah, because you worked with him so long.
Oh, yeah, I'm talking about in the radio. Like, they're both amazing athletes. In terms of the radio industry, Boomer.
But if, so the Garden's like, hey, guys. No, this would never happen. It's totally hypothetical. Hey, guys, four comps, Boomer, Gio, Evan, Tiki, and then we can maybe squeeze in BT and Sal in like the third or fifth row.
Okay, who are the four that they said?
Boomer, Gio, Evan, and Tiki.
And they wanted to give us what?
You know, we'd be back with Loogie and Moresh.
I'd say we have more fun with them. Bunch of stiffs sitting up
there.
See?
That's what I'm saying. Check the ego and you go to the game. Who cares? I'll be up in the 400s. Get me in the building. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Charlie's in Massapequa. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, boys. How you doing? I love your show. Love the passion. You always give me a nice jolt during my lunch break.
Thank you.
Awesome, dude.
I'm a big OG guy.
I can sense the jolt.
I know he's...
yeah, you sound very lively.
Go ahead, Charlie. Yeah, just kidding.
I know he's had a really rough series. You know, despite his demeanor, I think he's a really tenacious guy. He's a smart player, in my opinion. I don't think those things just...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
Go away. I'm wondering if it could be possible that he could be hurt because he doesn't seem the same since that game when he grabbed at his hamstring.
Are you talking about OG?
I know he came back and he played well after that, but yes. I'm wondering if it could be an issue.
I thought about that. Matter of fact, I thought about it last night. I didn't say anything. I haven't really said anything about that on the air. It's a thought that I've had. I can't give it a ton of credence, though, because he's out there and he's moving quickly.
Yeah.
You know, like the, like you pulled hamstrings. I know Gio's talked about doing it playing softball with Boomer. I pulled a lot of muscle. Like, when you pull something, you are not functional. Like, if you really pull it, you can't move.
I wouldn't think that he would be better defensively and worse shooting the basketball if that were the case. You wouldn't think.
I agree. I mean, listen, the physiology of the body, I won't get nuts here, but if I have a pulled hamstring, do I think I am better equipped to go laterally to play defense or to raise up to take a jump shot? I would think that taking the jump shot would be less impactful in terms of feeling pain.
Right.
To your point.
Dave is calling from the Jersey Shore. What's up, Dave?
Love the show, guys. I love your knowledge of every sport, and I really enjoy it. But, you know, coming down, you know, these guys are athletes, you know what I mean? And they have to hit the free throws. You know, in game one, which his name missed that free throw, and then they tied it with that. If he would have hit that free throw, we would have won the game. We wouldn't be talking about game one.
Yeah.
You know, we would have won it.
Yep.
So I feel that these guys got to take their time. You know, there's no time limit like a pitch in baseball. You know, take your time and hit the friggin' free throw, you know?
Well,
it's going to make a difference.
Dave, you know what it is? Listen, you're 100% right. This goes back to third grade CYO. You got to hit free throws, man. But we don't waste time on that. Because what are we supposed to say outside of what you just said? Hit them. Like, at least if the Knicks give up 130 points, we could give you, hey, maybe mess around defensively with this, or give Shamet more minutes, or DeLon Wright, or don't play Cat and Brunson jointly as much. These guys don't step up to a free shot 15 feet away with nobody in their face and hit at least 75%. I don't know what to tell you.
I was having this conversation with one of the guys I was at the game with last night, as it pertained to Mitch specifically at the free throw line. And he was just saying, like, is it the size of these guys? Is it the awkwardness? And remember, Mitch didn't pick up basketball until very late in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had the issue with Shaq and maybe his hands too big for the ball. But then it got me just thinking of missed free throws in general and how much of it has to be mental.
Yeah.
Because it's not a physical thing. There's nobody stopping you from doing it. It's the easiest shot you can have.
Mm-hmm.
It's about keeping consistency, I would guess, which is also about being mentally disciplined to stick to your exact routine and rhythm and form and perfect. I mean, I guess I'm trying to analyze and break it down. Why can free throws be an issue for certain guys? Mitch is a different story
yep.
than missing one in the clutch like OG Anunoby, but like, isn't free throws then the majority of time mental?
Okay, so I'll answer it this way, and you've heard me say many times, like, there's nothing more powerful than the mind. I mean, the mind can right. propel or destroy you, okay? So, I did it for actual golf reasons, but I won't bore you with that. I tried to go from playing lefty when I was a lefty yeah. batter to playing righty, okay? Short version, it didn't go well at
right,
all.
Right.
But I remember specifically, like, I'd be at my country club, and I'd kind of go, I'd try to go out at times where nobody was really on the course, because it's embarrassing. I mean, I can hit a ball 3 feet. Not that I need Tibby Mickelson out there, but I mean, I got a certain amount of pride. Right. And I noticed, like, there's certain holes on the course where the other holes, they're not, like, nobody will see you play. And I felt more comfortable during those moments on that course because I was just, I wasn't in my head. I'm like, you know, I know this is going to sound ridiculous, but, you know, if some guy sees me just swing like a complete bozo and then, he calls the shove, I was embarrassed, right? Yeah. Whereas where if I'm just with my buddies and they know me for 20, I don't care. It's the moments of isolation. If you think about it, and now we bring it back to the thing about in basketball, the only time you're a solitary figure, unlike baseball, on the mound or in the box or other, is when you're at the free throw line. It's the only time that all eyes are on you and really focused on nobody else. And I think that's where things go awry.
Which would also play to when guys are wide open sometimes from three, it's like they don't know what to do with themselves. And
they try to make an open shot perfect.
Yeah. Instead of just being in rhythm without thinking.
Without thinking.
So that's why. Now, I think Mitch and the majority of free throw shooters are in a different realm.
Mechanical.
I think Mitch is just, he just can't shoot the basketball.
So do I. But I do think that there's one thing, like, I know that others, Rick Barry said, hey, I'll teach you how to shoot underhand. I told you I did that back in third or fourth grade. My dad made me, as I laughed when I saw that story. But the point is, I look at Mitch, and because he's so bad, and he's had a little spurt where he's gotten better in the playoffs, but he's historically atrocious. I think he's doing himself a disservice by going there and wasting so much time. It's like he's inviting scrutiny. He's inviting more eyes and more sensitivity to the situation. If I'm that bad, I'm trying to get the hell out of Dodge. Like, again, that will bring it back to the golf. Like, if I'm actually by myself, I'll take two or three practice swings, and I'll actually take the shot. Whereas if I feel people watching me, I'll just do it fast and keep it moving.
I
don't want to be there.
Shaq got better with practice, and he became somewhat serviceable.
Yeah,
remember,
he did.
But he got better. I think Mitch, if he practiced a ton, can find a form that could fit him and can be a little bit better. Whereas with OG Anunoby missing that free throw in game one, I don't think it's about practice with him. He's a great shooter. Should be a great shooter. I just think that that's either mental letdown, a pressure, a thing. Well, you're thinking too much. Oh, I can't miss this. And then you short it or you're too much. Like, it's got to be free throw shooting, which is why when the guys like Steph Curry or Reggie Miller, when these guys don't miss, they just walk up and do the same thing every time. I don't care. I'm making this same routine, same rhythm, no matter what the circumstance. It has to be a mental discipline thing because I don't believe it's physical with the majority of guys.
I tend to agree, but if these guys were all shooting 100% and then they missed one with 9 seconds to go, I could attribute it more to, all right, he tightened up, he froze, he overthought it, he got his own head, brain took over. You know, OG's not 90%, not 100%. Right. Like, you're gonna, Steph Curry's missed free throws with 10 seconds to go, so is Reggie Miller.
Right, but
so is Jordan.
So I guess my question is why? Because I could argue,
why? Because nobody's 100% effective shooting a free throw ever, even in your backyard.
But that's what I'm saying. But why is it? It's not a physical.
No, I think it could be. We're not robots, so I don't think every mechanic. Like, if you think the way the way it comes off the hand, and
yes, but for the pros who do this all day long.
All right, well, I know what you're saying, but then let me flip it this way: ground ball to a second baseman, benign. You know, he's going to be out by 10 feet. Why does, I'll use the Mets, why does Jeff McNeil 9 out of 10 times put it in Pete Alonso's chest and then maybe 1 out of 10 times throw it at his cap? Because they're not robots.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, to me, it was just something that I was thinking of. Like,
I don't think he's put enough work in.
Nope. Mitch, you're
talking about? Yeah, back to that.
I have a bigger issue with OG Anunoby. I don't think Mitch has put enough work in. You're right, but I have a bigger issue with guys like Anunoby missing a key free throw. Hey, dude, you got to hit one here. I mean, down the stretch, come on. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.